I'm Gilbert Gottfried, and this is Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast with my co-host, Frank Santopadre. And we're once again recording at Nutmeg with our engineer, Frank Verderosa. And that music you're listening to is the music that would always play whenever the great Don Rickles would step out on stage.
His theme music.
Yeah. Yeah. We lost a giant.
Oh, yeah. Rickles was like one of those people that he was all that was left of that era.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jerry,
yeah,
I guess.
Jerry's
That's
still
it.
Around.
That's
yeah.
really it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The great Vegas era.
Yeah.
The classic Vegas era. The Rat Pack era, if you will.
I mean, they were, yeah, it was Jerry and Don. Now it's just Jerry.
I can't think of anybody else. I mean, there's one surviving member of the Rat Pack, which is Henry Silva.
Oh, wow.
Who we have to get. I mean, the extended
well,
Rat Pack.
Rush.
The extended Rat Pack, because he was in the Ocean's 11.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of any other icons other than Rickles and Jerry.
And that was that era when the coolest thing in the world was drinking and smoking.
Yep. Yep. We did an episode about Don Rickles turning 90 a couple of months ago. So we had to do, and you know, the fans got in touch with us when he died and said, you guys have to. We're waiting for the Don Rickles tribute episode. So here we are. And you wrote a piece for Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
Which just appeared.
Do you have that, Paul?
I don't have that.
Of course not. Of course not.
That's the one thing I don't have.
Why would he come into the booth when you're...
Why should all of a sudden you make yourself worthwhile to the show?
The last time I saw you, which was 2 or 3 weeks ago, I confessed to Gilbert that I felt like I had become the Zeppo of the Amazing Colossal Podcast. Gilbert
if
immediately
the
replied, the gummo. But at least I know where I stand.
Paul Rayburn, our researcher, is here, obviously.
Yeah, I tweeted out he was never politically correct, and he never apologized for it.
Right.
Which is what I always admired about Rickles. It was like, it was, you know, it was bigoted, it was sexist, and he didn't care.
Well, we're talking about, you know, how he was the last of that era, the last comedian doing that kind of material, with the possible exception of Present Company.
Oh yeah,
I think there's a generational line there. Absolutely,
yeah, there's Gilbert a generational line.
Gilbert is a follower, you know, in that tradition.
I think absolutely. So. I think you are a link to that. Still doing jokes about Asians?
Yeah.
Midgets, if I may say.
You're the missing link, I think. Yeah.
Other than Gilbert Goddard, I did a lot of research on Don in the last couple of days and finding something.
And I should mention, since we were on the topic of me being part of the link, I will be doing a reboot of CPO Sharky.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
You're taking the legacy seriously.
Yes.
While researching Don, I love this. I hadn't seen his act in a long time. I never had the pleasure of seeing him live. Did you ever see him live?
I saw him live, yeah.
When? How long ago?
I remember me and a friend of mine sneaking into Westbury.
Oh, Westbury Music Fair, out by where I grew
up.
Yeah,
we saw him. And the thing that really made me laugh with Rickles is, you know, he'd go, "Hey, the Chinese guy in the third row." And you go, "There's no Chinese guy."
No, he was just doing it anyway.
Yeah.
I love that. One of the clips I saw, he said he's looking for an Asian guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he finds some guy who's not even Japanese. You're thinking the guy turned out to be Filipino. And he says, "I spent 2 years in the jungle looking for your uncle." Oh, hilarious.
But you're wonderful people. I laugh. How much you weigh, big fella? 200 on the left side of your ass, you weigh 200. This is the type of guy who goes to the toilet and the toilet goes, "Get off me!" Probably sitting there and play with the roller. Chinese, Japanese, Filipino, my ass, you're a Jap. I'll tell you this. 3 years in the jungle looking for your uncle. I'll tell you this. Walking around going, oh. Now I kid you, we're all brothers. God bless you, my friend. What is your first name? Joe? Joe my ass, Joe. During World War II, they were all Joe. You're a Jew, you gotta be. With that nose, if you're not, you're an eagle. I'll tell you this. Look at the nose on your son. As you're breathing, my socks are coming up. I'll tell you this, though. Enjoy, laugh at people. Why do I laugh at Whoopi and Robin and Billy? Why? Because they get on my goddamn nerves. I swear to God, and Billy especially, you know, I don't know Robin that well. I know Billy. He keeps walking around saying, how do I look? Do I look good? And you give him a cookie and he goes away. He's a real pain in the ass, I'll tell you that. Anyway, look at the black brother laughing his ass off. Meanwhile, your partner's up in my room taking my jewelry. I'll tell you this.
He was doing a show. It was like, you know, honoring Shirley MacLaine.
Oh, yes.
And yes. He said... I don't want to say anything bad about President Obama. He's a friend of mine. He was over the house yesterday, but he had to leave. His mop broke.
I know.
And they cut that out.
They cut it out of the special.
Yeah, they cut it out of the special. But the funny thing, I mean, I laughed, of course, and I think Obama would have laughed
at that. I'm sure he would have. I'm absolutely sure he would have. Well, you know, he ripped up Reagan.
Famously
at Reagan's second inauguration.
Yes.
I mean, so I was looking at interviews with him today. There's a long interview online with him and Charlie Rose, and he was talking about how an abrasive comedian, an insult comedian, not that he referred to himself as that, could be performing for a president. He found ironic. He got a kick out of that.
Oh, yes.
That somebody like him doing that kind of comedy. But I think Obama would have laughed. This is, I was watching.
Go ahead. One other story on the same vein.
Yeah.
One time he was in a restaurant and Morgan Freeman was walking past his table and Rickles yelled, Morgan, get back in the kitchen.
Did Morgan Freeman laugh?
Either that or he stormed out and never went back to that restaurant.
There's a
again.
Story about Sidney Poitier being offended by Rickles' comedy years ago. But apparently they became friends. And he turns up in that John Landis documentary in Mr. Warmth.
Oh, I remember he was in that.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, I don't know what changed over the years, but they became pals.
You know who else Sidney Poitier is friends with?
Who?
Marty Allen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, Gino told you that too?
Yes, yes. Don't mention his name. Say, let's list him as some guy I know.
As Mr. X?
Yes. And so Sidney Poitier was friends with all of these old Jewish comics.
It's fascinating. Yes. But I don't know about this thing about him supposedly being offended by... the other thing I saw in the John Landis documentary, there's a clip of Rickles saying to some woman in the audience, this is it, lady, if you're waiting for Billy Graham to come in and make your kid walk again. Forget about it. So funny. And it's so old school.
Yes.
But it still works so beautifully.
And I remember there was a thing honoring Clint Eastwood.
Oh, yeah.
And Rickles went over to Eastwood's wife and said, cheer up, honey. You'll be coming into a lot of money soon.
I know,
soon.
That's another classic. He would find a guy in the audience and say, this your wife? Keep your chin up.
We will return to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast after this.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And now back to the show. Well, you have some tweets, Paul.
I do. You know, the funny thing is, for all these things we're saying, he was apparently a very warm, emotional kind of guy.
Beloved.
And we have some of these, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, 90 years with Don Rickles weren't enough. One of the sweetest and most lovely people. Not the way you normally think of Don Rickles, but one of the sweetest, most lovely people I had the pleasure of knowing. Don Rickles has passed away, a giant loss, said Billy Crystal. Bob Saget said, called him my friend, my dad, the funniest, biggest hearted of them all.
Yeah, they were tight.
A beautiful husband and father, my heart is broken. Rest in peace. Kathy Griffin, the friendship, the advice, and it just goes on and on that way. They loved him, and he in fact, he wrote something in, I think in his book this comes from, he says, if people know me well, they know I'm an honest friend, I'm emotional, I'm caring, I'm loyalty. Loyalty in this business is very important.
That's nice.
Isn't it?
He had a lot of friends. He had a lot of friends in the business. Of course, Bob Newhart being his best friend forever and ever.
That always made me laugh.
They were such an odd couple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they used to go on vacation.
They traveled the world together.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one time
Ginny and Bob Newhart and Don and Barbara.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I remember one time Newhart saying on some talk show that when you see Rickles performing on stage, he goes, that's all he can do. He can't do anything else. Like one time they usually it was like Bob or the wives who are operating the home movie camera.
Right. Well, he said it was Bob. He couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was inept.
And so one time they allowed Rickles to work the camera and they got like about an hour of their feet walking like he forgot to shut off. And they never let him use the camera.
That was a decades long friendship. The two of them. And such radically different styles of comedy. Born May 8th, 1926, right here in New York, right in Queens.
Jackson Heights.
Yeah,
I thought every
Jackson
comedian
Heights
came
kid.
From the Bronx.
I knew he was a New Yorker. I didn't know he was a Queens kid like me. I was happy to see that.
And
Jackson Heights.
He was very close to his mother.
Etta.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
in fact, Mr. X. Gino, if you're listening, I apologize. He made me do it. He said he used to end shows by paying tribute to his mom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And his mother sounded like a real stage mother.
I think she was.
Yeah.
A little bit of Minnie Marks in her.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And
Etta Feldman.
And I heard like Frank Sinatra once said to Rickles, he goes, one of the reasons he likes Rickles is because their mothers were close. They're like, Rickles' mother and Sinatra's mother were friends.
I think that's kind of how Frank got to see him at the club in Miami. Do you know this story?
Frank gave him his big break, didn't he?
But I think as the story goes, and if one of our listeners knows better than I, they'll let us know. But Sinatra's mom, Dolly, who was friendly with Don's mom, Etta, she saw him at, I think it was Murray Franklin's nightclub in Miami, and she got Frank to go.
Oh, wow.
She said, my son is playing at this club. And Frank went in, and as the story goes, that was the night that he said, Frank, make yourself at home, hit somebody.
Yeah.
But a friendship.
Be yourself.
Yeah, yeah. But apparently that's the story that a friendship was born. And he made some kind of joke. Sinatra had done a movie with Sophia Loren called The Pride and the Passion, and Rickles made a joke. He said, I saw your movie, The Pride and the Passion. I want to tell you the canon was great. One of Sinatra's legendary bombs. You know this picture with Cary Grant?
No.
Yeah. I think it's a Stanley Kramer movie.
And he was one of those people who could get away with insulting Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. I went back and watched the Tonight Show clip where he comes out and surprises Frank. Have you seen this clip?
No.
Oh, we'll put it up when we put this episode up on social media. When he comes out and he bends down, he kisses the ring.
Yes.
And he sits down and he says, Mongo Mananazzo died.
Yes.
Two bullets in the head Thursday. Man, it's just hilarious. It's just hilarious. We showed it today on The View. What he got away with. Because they were buds.
Yeah.
You know, he could do it. I want to talk a little bit, too, about Rickles as an actor, which is interesting. I don't know how many people know this. We've talked a little bit, and I think when we did the Don Rickles Turn 90 episode,
well,
we talked about his acting.
He was
career.
In one of those movies we've mentioned a few times on the show, and that's with Ray Milland.
Oh, I knew you were going there.
Man with the X-ray eyes.
X-Man with the ray. Yeah, Roger Corman movie.
Yeah.
One of our guests.
And Rickles was like this sleazy carnival manager.
Right, sure. And don't forget when he played the bully to Mr. Dingle, Burgess Meredith, on The Twilight Zone.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that one? He's the bully in the bar?
Yeah.
Is it Dingle makes the wish that he gets the super strength?
Oh, I forgot
that one. Do you
know
the
one
I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rickles is the... I mean, and he did a million TV shows.
He worked with my boy Ben Gazzara.
In Run For Your Life.
Yeah, yeah, he played a comedian in
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. But also F Troop, he was Bald Eagle.
Oh, yeah.
On F Troop. He was Sid Krim, Maxwell Smart's army buddy. On Get Smart, he was Lyle Delp, the convict, on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Oh, that's right.
So
that's,
he'd have running things
yeah.
for more than this.
That was
one
kind of like they
he
were
did two
doing
two episodes with him.
They were doing, you know, like every sitcom had to do their 12 Angry Men.
Oh yeah, The Odd Couple.
Yeah,
did it. Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I think every sitcom has.
He was Bad Luck Newton Monroe on the Andy Griffith Show. He did Gilligan's Island. He did The Munsters. He did I Dream of Jeannie. He was a bank robber on the Addams Family Halloween Show. He did a ton of TV. And he worked with another one of our guests a lot, our previous guests, Frankie Avalon.
Yes. Oh, and all
the beach
pictures.
Beach pictures. Yeah. He's in Pajama Party. He's in Bikini Beach. he's in Beach Blanket Bingo with, you know, Gil.
Oh, geez.
Not only Paul Lynde, but the great Stoneface.
Oh, Buster Keaton. Buster Keaton, of course. And in one of those beach movies, it's very strange. They actually have him going from table to table with a mic, insulting people.
Yes, strange.
And it's weird. It's like, see here, he's funny in the clubs.
Yeah.
Though his character would never do this.
He went,
nothing to do with the rest of the movie.
Yes.
I don't know that people know. I mean, maybe it's coming out now in the obits, but that he attended the American Academy of Dramatic Arts.
Oh, yeah.
And his classmates, listen to this, Grace Kelly.
Jason Robards.
Hey, he knows.
Yeah.
Anne Bancroft.
Yeah.
And a future co-star of his best pal, Tom Poston.
Wow.
They were all in the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. And I guess when he, as the story goes, when he wasn't getting parts, he started trying his hand at stand-up. And I think we had, I'm trying to remember who it was. It was Cliff Nesteroff who told us that he was not doing the insult stuff at the very beginning.
Oh, yeah. He was an impressionist.
He was an impressionist.
Huh. Yeah.
Did you know that?
He would do like Peter Lorre and Cary Grant.
Very, very early on. Yeah. Which is also interesting. Other roles, I mean, he had those three series. Johnny used to break his balls about about the failed series. But there was the Don Rickles Show, where he played an ad exec in 1972. You mentioned CPO Sharky.
Yes.
Which I think actually ran a season and a half.
Oh, my God. For Rickles, that was that was like Gunsmoke.
Not two. And Daddy Dearest. Do you remember this in the 90s?
Oh, my God.
With Richard Lewis?
Oh, yes.
How about that?
Yes.
That's obscure. Look up Daddy Dearest.
That's
all
right in the
year.
Process.
In fact, somebody,
I was at a taping of that.
Somebody was telling me that they stopped over at the set of Daddy Dearest and Rickles was talking to this guy, and he goes, it's a fun show to do, except that I have to work with, and he points to his palm, with his hand.
Oh, no.
Yes.
To he didn't Richard like working Lewis. With Richard?
Yes.
I was at a taping of that when I first moved to L.A.
Oh,
which
wow.
was really surreal. And, of course, he's in Kelly's Heroes.
Yes.
With
Clint Eastwood
with
and
Donald Sutherland
Clint, yes.
and Telly Savalas and everybody else.
And then he roasted Telly Savalas.
Yeah, the roasts.
Oh, he was great at those.
Those are, you know what's funny in doing the research, too? I didn't know this. There's a clip online. I'm going to send this to you. Before the roasts, there's an episode of the Dean Martin Show where they bring him out and they put him on stage. You know about this? And
no.
the audience is just filled with celebrities.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is apocryphal, but that supposedly they didn't tell him who was in the audience.
Yeah.
And it's this all-star cast of people. Barbara Eden, Pat Boone, Danny Thomas
oh, yeah.
is in the audience. Jackie Cooper, Don Adams, Ernest Borgnine, Lena Horne, and Ricardo Montalban. And it's the weirdest thing. I want to direct our listeners to it. I'd never seen it. I'd never known about it. And Dean comes up, and he introduces the segment, and he says, okay, Don's going to come up. He doesn't know who you are. He doesn't know who's that. Ross Martin is in the audience from Wild Wild West, insults his wife. And up comes Rickles. And I guess, unless it was faked, just kind of winks it and starts insulting Ricardo Montalban and making ethnic cracks and ripping on Don Adams. And it's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah.
If he did it off the cuff. And I guess that was a precursor to the Dean Martin roasts.
Yeah.
Our listeners can fill us
and
in.
I have never met Don Rickles.
Yes.
In all my days, I never
in all
had
your travels.
I never had the opportunity to meet him.
No. Never at the Friars, never at
nothing.
The,
That's what I would have thought. We should have crossed paths at
yeah.
a roast.
No, he was so Vegas based.
Yeah.
And then LA based. I never saw him do it. I was at a bunch of those Friars roasts that you performed in. He was never there. For any of them.
And in fact, they wanted, you know, in the more recent years to roast Don Rickles. And his feeling was like everybody that I worked with and was friends with are old gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why do I need a bunch of 20-year-old comics?
He finally relented and did something, I think, in 2014 or 2015. And they brought out Tina Fey and Jon Stewart and Amy Poehler to kind of roast him. Where he was sitting with De Niro.
Oh, that's when they were honoring him.
They were honoring him, but it turned into a roast.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And I remember at that, when Rickles comes out, the whole audience gives him a standing ovation, and Rickles goes, okay, you can sit down. It's not a Jewish holiday.
I love that.
No, I make fun of all people, Catholics, Irish, Jews. Well, Jews, I don't like to make too much fun. No, we're perfect people. We really are. Found a few bump breaks with the Red Sea trick, but hey, you can't win them all. That's what I do. I laugh about people. Look at this elderly couple, smiling and laughing, knowing, tops, you got another month. Tops. No, God forbid, you got years together. How many years you married, darling? 35 years to this guy? I'm married 49 years. 49 years. Don't applaud, you never saw her. Real Jew broad, just lays in the bed going, more jewelry, more jewelry. I don't know what you do, Pop, on a wedding night, we don't just rush at it. And I circle the bed, you gotta do that and get an estimate. Now,
what do you got, Paul?
Daddy Dearest, it looks like it only ran from September to December. Does that sound
that
right?
That is a short run.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
a short
wow.
run.
Wow, I saw
something
one
like
of them.
13
like
episodes. So I think you mentioned Richard Lewis.
Richard Lewis was the
was
co-star.
In it.
Yeah.
Renee Taylor and Barney Martin.
Oh, Barney Martin. You know Barney Martin.
Yeah, he's the one who played Jerry Seinfeld's father.
Very good.
Yes.
Yes, and since you brought up the 12 Angry Men episodes, he's also in the Lee J. Cobb role as the angry juror.
Oh, wow.
In the Odd Couple episode.
And Barney Martin.
The late Barney Martin. Funny guy.
Barney Martin was also did a commercial where I think it was a vacuum cleaner commercial.
Wow, I have no memory of that.
And he starts like dancing around while he's vacuuming. And I remember in the commercial, he looked like and acted like Lou Costello.
Really?
Yeah.
How strange.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Do you remember Harvey Lembeck's commercial The Land Baron.
Oh.
Where she says more like, where his wife says more like barren land.
Oh, yeah.
Does anybody remember this but me?
I don't remember.
With Harvey Limbeck, Eric Von
Zipper.
What
are you asking Paul for?
Hey, he's insulting you in the spirit of Don Rickles.
That's right.
If you showed Paul a clip and had the name printed there, he couldn't tell you what it was.
There were some great, while doing the research, I found some great stuff, too. He made a movie called The Rabbit Trap with Ernest Borgnine. Does that mean anything to you?
No.
I don't even know what that's about.
Wow.
Maybe Paul can look that up, or if we run out of time, we'll have listeners chime in about it. He was in The Rat Race with Tony Curtis and Debbie Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
I know you know that one. Kelly's Heroes, of course, we talked about. He played Crap Game. This is interesting. He said, Charlie Rose was asking him in this interview if he had any career regrets, and he said that he never really did Broadway. He never got to do...
Oh, wow.
He never got to be in a stage play, and he said 30 years ago I could have played Max Bialystock.
Oh, you know, he could have been a great Max Bialystock.
Yeah, how different that would have been than Mustel so different than Nathan Lane,
wow.
Don't you think? A real edgy one.
Yeah, he would have been great.
A savage Max Bialystock.
Yeah.
But I found myself thinking, God, I'm sorry that we didn't get to see him do that. And at one point he talks about, Rose asks him, and one of your favorite questions that you love to ask our older comedians is working with the wise guys.
Oh, yeah.
And he tells a great story about a guy that wasn't laughing. He started mocking the guy's wife. And the guy comes backstage and says, I'm going to take care of you. You know, threatening him. And Charlie Rose says, what did you do? And he says, I made a call to New York. He doesn't say who.
Wow.
Next night, same guy in the front row. Don comes out, does the act, does the same thing, does the same joke about, is that your wife?
Yeah.
Backstage, the guy comes back. He says, do the line again, he says to Rickles. He does the line, and this time he turns to his wife and he says, didn't I tell you this guy's hilarious?
Oh, wow.
Something had completely changed in 24 hours.
Wow.
Isn't that a great story?
That's fantastic.
Doesn't say who he called. But anyway, there's great stuff online, too. I had mentioned the Mr. Warmth doc that John Landis made, his old friend. John Landis, who was a PA on Kelly's Heroes.
Wow.
Who was the runner.
And there's that famous...
the guy getting coffee.
There's that famous story that one time Rickles was at a restaurant, and he was taking some girl there. And he asked Frank, he said...
Oh, of course.
Yeah. You know, could you come over and just say hello? It would really help me out. And Frank walks over, says hello, and he goes, hey, give me a break. I'm talking to someone.
Frank, can't you see I'm talking to someone? He loved that story. The Charlie Rose interview online is great. It's an hour with him, and he's very sincere, and he's very, very poignant. Talks a lot about his life, a lot about his parents. The book that you have, co-written by David Ritz, Rickles' book.
Called Rickles, Rickles' book.
Is terrific. Our other our previous guest, Bob Costas, did a couple of nights with him, that's available on YouTube. Wonderful. Wonderful to watch Bob collapse like an accordion and fall out of the chair. And as I said, the Mr. Warmth doc that John Landis put together with Larry Rickles, Don Rickles' late son. Is also terrific. The guy did a lot of stuff. 55-year career.
And how did Rickles' son die again?
I don't know. Larry Rickles. He died in 2011, and I don't know how he passed. But that was rather sad.
I do remember hearing that Newhart and his wife had been out of town, and they flew to Vegas. And they went right from the airport to Rickles' house.
I don't know any details. He died. He was a young man. I want to mention, too, before we sign off, and we've mentioned a lot of this, of Don's stuff, of course, the two great Carson clips.
Oh,
not only
the
Sinatra one I mentioned, but the one where Johnny is getting the rub down.
Oh, yeah. And he goes, I miss you so much.
From the Picture Girls. It's online. It's wonderful. And then there's the classic clip where he had hosted the night before.
Oh, and he broke
the Johnny
Carson's,
cigarette box.
Yeah.
You know this one, Paul?
No.
And Johnny picks up the camera. He gets the camera crew and the cables. And they find out that CPO Sharkey is taping across the hall. And Johnny goes and decides to shame him for breaking a cigarette box. And it was great television.
Oh, yeah,
I remember when that happened.
Yeah. And also when Rickles did Casino, and I saw two clips of him busting Robert De Niro's
balls. He busted him up.
And I heard, like, in one of them, in the middle of the scene, when De Niro's doing his big scene, Rickles goes, "Wait, cut." And he holds up the script and he goes, "He left out two motherfuckers and one cocksucker."
Fantastic. Yeah, so find those Carson clips. You know, we'll go out on a clip.
And any of his roasts.
Any of the roasts. You know, turning to Bob Hope. Is Bob Hope's here? Is the war over? I love that one. Great. Just great stuff. Any of those Dean Martin roasts. You know, we've talked about the Dean Martin roasts on previous shows, and we've talked about how they were cut with a chainsaw.
Oh, yes.
And not very, some of them are just not very good. He manages to emerge unscathed.
That's the funny
thing. He's great in all of them.
There's a lot of the Dean Martin roasts that's dated.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you're sort of smiling because you remember the person. And Rickles comes out and it just holds up.
They were made for him. Him and Foster Brooks.
Oh, yes.
Did better than
yes.
anybody. Because you got to get through the comedy of Ronald Reagan or the comedy of Lorne Greene or anybody or somebody else.
I always thought that, like, they'd have, like, Gary Coleman roasting Orson Welles.
Right, people that right. Yeah. Jimmy Walker roasts Barry Goldwater.
Yes.
People who'd never met until 5 minutes before the show. But check out those Carson clips that we talked about. If you haven't seen them, they're probably all over the web and all over Facebook now. And check out Gilbert's article about Don in Rolling Stone.
Oh, yeah. Online.
I'm calling him Don like I knew the man.
Yes.
But
yeah, online I wrote an article. I didn't write it. They interviewed me about it.
I don't have that article.
Yeah. I wouldn't expect it. If I asked you to get a copy of Rolling Stone, you'd say, I wouldn't.
You want to make a joke about his ethnicity in honor of Don? Mr. Rickles passing? But it really is, when Jerry goes, and it'll really be officially the end of that.
Oh, my God,
end of that era.
How's his health?
I don't know. I hope it's good, because we want to keep these guys intact and keep them around.
Jerry Lewis, he's like one of those people who every single disease has hit him already.
Yeah, that's right.
And
he bounced back from a lot.
Yeah.
So it was, so many of these guys are in their 90s. Mel Brooks is in his 90s. Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, yeah.
I feel so blessed that we had Dick and that we had Carl Reiner, and we hadn't put Carl up yet. But, you know, we're going to start losing these guys. And it really is the end of that era. It's one of the reasons we do this show is to keep it alive as long as we can.
Yeah, that
keep those people alive.
Rat Pack ring-a-ding-ding era.
Well, that old Vegas is gone, you know? And anyway, we should try to get Henry Silva.
Oh yeah.
Who probably has some stories about that era.
Another one who passed away a few years ago, but knew them and did one of their movies, at least one, was I forget every name now. And I'm not going to ask Paul because he won't. Because I could spell a name for him.
Yeah. If you can spell it, I can find it.
You're talking about a Rat Pack actor?
Norman Fell.
Norman Fell, sure.
Fell had loads of Rat Pack stories.
I'm sure. Well, we'll get Henry Silva because he's the last guy, think, from the Ocean's movies. And rest in peace, Mr. Warmth. We were lucky to have you.
The great Don Rickles.
So, want to sign off?
Oh, yes. I forget how the show works. We've only been doing it a couple of years.
I didn't mean
to
wake you.
Yes. Well, I'm Gilbert Gottfried. This has been Gilbert Gottfried's... No.
Frankie, you're going to work hard on this one.
Okay. I'm I'm Gilbert Gottfried, and I, of course, am here with my co-host Frank Santopadre and some asshole named Paul, who I don't know what the fuck he does here.
Whatever you'd like me to do.
Yeah, whatever you'd like him to do.
Blow me.
Ooh.
Yes. And this has been Gilbert and Frank's amazing colossal obsessions with our tribute to the great Don Rickles.
See you next time.
Take it easy, for crying out loud. The hell are you, Count Basie, for Christ's sake? That was the Basie theme, right?
Yes.
You just made that up now, right?
Right.
Let me ask you this. Was that worth losing your job?
I'll trade you laughter for love. I'll trade you one for the other. Laughter for love. What can you lose? Some madness, mirth. And for whatever it's worth, whether you like it or not, I'll give you all that I've got. I'll trade you sunlight for gold. One shines as bright as the other. Love is pure gold, and laughter the sun. Life, this is my life. For all of my life. And you are part of this life. I swear that it's true. I love to do what I do, to share this laughter I give, for just a little love from